Employ diffusing techniques. When you are satisfied that intervening will not jeopardise your safety or that of others, the following approaches are recommended to diffuse the situation. Intervene early and, where possible, ask another staff member to assist. Try to find a quiet place to talk, somewhere away from noise and distractions, including other clients. Introduce yourself and your role. Speak clearly and calmly. One person only speaks to the client. Acknowledge their feelings and treat them with respect. Use the person's name if known. Recognize the cause or causes of the client's complaint and endeavor to join with them to find a resolution. Allow the person time to respond to statements or questions. Allow some venting of frustration, but do not allow yourself to be subjected to abuse or threats. Provide guidance in terms of suggestions rather than instructions. Communication should focus on I statements, for example, I feel unsafe when you raise your voice. If it is not possible to communicate effectively with the client, seek the assistance of a family member, friend, or interpreter who can. It can be useful to rehearse an exit strategy, often referred to as a circuit breaker, a quick excuse or remedy to the situation that will work for most clients and gives you an opportunity to exit the situation if you believe a physical attack is likely. What not to do. Do not threaten or intimidate the client. Do not raise your voice or speak rapidly. Do not allow yourself or others to be subjected to abuse or threats. Don't make flippant, sarcastic, or dismissive comments. Avoid making promises that can't be kept. Don't rush the situation and look for a quick fix. Time can be a critical issue, so take your time and focus on resolving the situation together. Don't try to enact long-term behaviour solutions or deliver consequences for behaviour when escalation is occurring. It is still important to have boundaries and act in the interests of everyone's safety. Do not use jargon, acronyms, or confusing technical language.